This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll now come to order. Leading us in the prayer today from the Pierfort Peer Ministerial Association is Pastor Emily Munger, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance is Representative Randolph.
Good morning. As I lead us in prayer in my Christian tradition, I welcome you into reflection in whatever tradition is most meaningful to you. Let's pray. God of the universe and God of our hearts, we are grateful for the gift of today, the breath in our lungs, the opportunity to make collective decisions for the sake of bettering our communities. Give us leaders humble hearts as we acknowledge the gravity of choices made on behalf of others. Grant us listening spirits and discerning minds, strength and courage, energy and compassion. We invoke the wisdom of saints who have gone before us today, and we ask for hearts like the children who will follow us in tending our communities. For the sake of every single South Dakotan in our care, may we find shared commitments outweigh that which divides. Teach us how to love our neighbors as ourselves. In the great name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So what do I call you? Can I just say that? Maybe the house is just going to be. Can I say that?
I don't know if my mic is working. Hello.
At this time, we'll have the House Assistant please call the roll.
Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Davis, Dennard, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kainz, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Ernie, Overweg, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Weesey, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosh. Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum. We will now move on to order of business number 4, the election of the Secretary of the House. I will entertain motions at this time. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. At this time, I'd like to move that we elect Patricia Miller as our Chief Clerk.
That motion having been made and seconded, any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, this will be a roll call voice vote. And we will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Elward.
Aye.
Bartels.
Aye.
Oops. Barthel?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
Bordeaux?
Aye.
Chafee?
Aye.
Chase?
Aye.
Schwach?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Derby?
Aye.
Deutsch?
Aye.
Drury?
Aye.
Duba?
Aye.
Fink?
Aye.
Fitzgerald. Goodwin.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haugard.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Hoffman.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Jensen Kevin.
Aye.
Jensen Phil.
Aye.
Johnson.
Yeah, aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Kintz.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Ladner.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Marty. Marty. May.
Excuse. No, what's going on? Excused.
Yeah.
Why aren't they showing up? I'll let you take over. Keep going or start asking them. No, just wait. They're all off. Marty's here.
Oh,
okay.
You showed up.
Okay.
Want to tell him what we're doing before I call his name again?
We can call.
Okay. Marty?
Aye.
May?
Aye.
Excused. Mills?
Aye.
Milstead?
Aye.
Miskimmins?
Aye.
Mortensen?
Aye.
Mullally?
Aye.
Odenbach?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Overweg? Perry.
Aye.
Peterson, Sue.
Excuse.
Pischke.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Peterson, Kent.
Aye.
Puyer is excused. Randolph.
Aye.
Reed. Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Baskard, Weiss, Weisgram, Weesey.
Aye.
Willardson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Speaker Gosch.
Aye.
So then, do you want
the please display the vote.
Close.
With a vote of 67 yeas, 0 nays, with 3 excused, I now declare Ms. Patricia Miller as our House Clerk. At this time, we'll administer the oath. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of Chief Clerk of House of Representatives.
Of Chief Clerk of House of Representatives.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally. Paid or contributed anything.
Or made any promise.
Or made any promise.
In the nature of a bribe.
In the nature of a bribe.
To directly or indirectly.
To directly or indirectly.
Influence any vote.
Influence any vote.
At the election.
At the election.
At which I was chosen.
At which I was chosen.
To fill said office.
To fill said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept.
Nor will I accept.
Or receive.
Or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money.
Any money.
Pass.
Pass.
Or any other valuable thing.
Or any other valuable thing.
From any corporation.
From any corporation.
Company.
Company.
Or person.
Or person.
For any vote or influence.
For any vote or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
On any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
For appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, I'll ask the rest of the front-end staff to please stand, and we will recite the oath of office. Could we also get the sergeant of arms up front? You're not in trouble, Jim. It's okay. Come on up, and we'll swear you in with the oath of office. And while they're coming up, the speaker announces the appointment of the following employees of the House of Representatives for the first special session of the 96th legislative session. The first assistant to the chief clerk, Mary Beth Fravel. The second assistant to the chief clerk, Judy Page. The third assistant to the chief clerk, Charlene Fugit. The sergeant at arms, Jim Smith. The assistant to the sergeant at arms, Raleigh Barth. And the committee secretary, Pam King. Would you please repeat after me? I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of, and state your, according to the best of my abilities. Thank you. Congratulations. We'll move on to order of business number 8, motions and resolutions.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the first special session of the 96th legislative session.
Second. That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Speaker announces the appointments of the following standing committees and waives the reading with no objections. The legislative procedure, Representative Gosch, Chair, Hansen, Vice Chair, Fink, Haugard, Johnson, Chris, Peterson, Kent, and Representative Healy. And to state affairs, Chair, Representative Peterson, Vice Chair, Representative Johnson, Anderson, Beal, Chafee, Goodwin, Gosch, Hansen, Jensen, Kevin, Reimer, Weese, Lesmeister, and Smith. Committee reports.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules of the first special session of the 96th legislative session be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports that it has under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules of the 96th legislative session be adopted with exceptions.
Is that motion being seconded? Thank you. The rules in which the clerk has was speaking of have been distributed to the members individually through email. If does anybody wish to have them read aloud? Thank you. with that, this will be a roll call vote. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote yay, those opposed nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote?
Mr. Speaker,
the members, please double-check your voting machine, and if you have not done so yet, please proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 67. Excused, 3.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1001, for an act entitled, An Act to Provide for the Decennial Redistricting of the Legislature.
The Speaker assigns House Bill 1001 to House State Affairs. Okay, at this moment we will recess for a brief moment. I have a couple of asks. The State Affairs will meet up in 414, 15 minutes afterwards, but I would also like the members of the redistricting committee to please meet up behind. We have to approve the minutes so we can get it into the journal. So if you would please meet behind the chamber, we can do that. Thank you. We will be at recess until further notice. There being no objection, we will revert to order of business number 7, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Schoenbeck, Kamak, and Heinert as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules of the first special session of the 96th legislative session. Respectfully, Secretary Kay Johnson.
We'll now revert to order of business number five, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House State Affairs respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1001 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Kent Peterson, Chair.
We will now proceed to order business number 13, second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1001, an act to provide for the decennial redistricting of the legislature.
House Bill 1001, having had its second reading, is now for consideration and a final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the body. In front of us right now is House Bill 1001, which is the version of the state redistricting map that we've put together on our side. It's been a very interesting process that started last, February, I suppose, and a lot of time and effort gone into it. In a year that's been unlike any other year we've dealt with on something like this, with the fact that our census was delayed by about 5 months from when we actually received. Typically something that we start working on in March, we got the actual numbers late, mid to late August, and then commenced from there. We've had over, I think, a dozen meetings, did a tour around the state, and tried to take as much feedback into consideration as we could from not only people out there, but people in here. And, it's a very difficult exercise to participate in, because no matter what happens, unless your population is declining, people are going to be affected. It'd be easy if South Dakota's population stayed the same or went down. We could just say, keep it as it is, stamp it. But luckily, South Dakota's growing for the right reasons. All the things that we've been doing here, and then some. So because of that, we've got to make some changes. And no matter what happens, someone or people within this room are going to be affected. Now, honestly, that doesn't matter, because we're here to do it for the people of South Dakota, not for us. I think we got to remember that. We will all be affected in some version or another if you're running for re-election, or maybe switching to the other side. So we have to keep that in mind, but ultimately our job is to follow the rules within the law and the Constitution to create a map that fits the parameters. And I think we've done that here. So, there's no such thing as a perfect map. There's no such thing as a perfect bill. This is no different. And I just ask for your consideration and your green vote. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks, Representative Dennard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the body. Pleased to stand before you today to present House Bill 1001, the Grouse 2.1 redistricting map. But first, before we begin, I'd like to thank a few people. Speaker Gosch, thank you, and to the remainder of our redistricting committee members, Leader Peterson, Representative Derby, Representative Soy, Representative May, Representative Schwach, and Representative Hansen. Thank you for all of your work and help throughout this entire process. And thank you to all the members of the body who took time to reach out to talk about their unique perspective of their county or their city or their area, their district. And most importantly, the citizens of the state of South Dakota who showed up, We had over 200 people testify on our statewide redistricting tour from Rapid City to Mission to Mobridge, Aberdeen, Watertown, and two stops in Sioux Falls. The feedback that we heard was extremely important in developing this proposal. This proposal, and I'm not even exaggerating here, but it probably took hundreds of hours to develop this from the first day that we worked on it until today, and we're not done today as we stand here. There's still work to be done. But the goal here is to draw, as our good leader said, to draw 35 legislative districts that work for the people of South Dakota. That's our job today. I believe this map does that. If you look at South Dakota Codified Law 2-2-41, it lays out four of kind of our guiding principles that we need to use when crafting this map. The first one, adherence to standards of population deviance established by judicial precedent. Protection of communities of interest by means of compact and contiguous districts. Respect for geographical and political boundaries. And protection of minority voting rights consistent with the U.S. Constitution, the South Dakota Constitution, and federal statutes as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts with jurisdiction. So to start out with that first bullet point, deviation. This map that is on the screen, and you've all probably had ample time to look at, it has a total deviation of 9.71%, which is under the existing court precedent of 10%. A map with a deviation above 10% would be presumed unconstitutional. Doesn't mean that it is, but it would be presumed unconstitutional, and therefore, if there were litigation, the burden of proof would be upon the state to prove that it is. But this map would be presumed constitutional. The burden of proof would not be on the state with this map. Protection of community interests. This map, it carefully considered that when we drew it. And right now we're sitting in what I would consider to be a community of interest, sitting in our state capital of Pierre, which is located in Hughes County. Obviously you're trying to, and we'll talk about county boundaries in a minute, but you're trying to keep as many county boundaries together as you can. So obviously Hughes County is a separate county than Stanley County across the river. But I think if you talk to anyone who lives in Pierre or Fort Pierre or Hughes or Stanley County, they'll tell you these two communities are tightly knit together and they should be protected as a community of interest. That's why Hughes and Stanley County would both be included in District 24, similar to how Chamberlain and Ocoma to our south would be included in District 26, and similar to how we've done some work within Rapid City and Sioux Falls to try to protect some communities of interest there that we'll get into a little bit later. Respect for geographical and political boundaries. That is a big one that we heard a lot of this entire time, was to leave these counties together. You never want to have to split a county. South Dakota has 66 counties, as we all know. Of those, 58 of those 66 counties are too small to be their own legislative district, which means that 58 of them have a population below 24,066. So as you consider that with those 58 counties, you want to try to keep as many of them together and whole as possible. Now, it's not possible to keep all of them whole, as you do have to follow deviation requirements. Our largest district would be 26,600. That would be plus 5. And minus 5 would be 24,066. But with this proposal, it keeps 54 of our 58 small counties together, whole, and in one legislative district. And then, of course, protection for minority voting rights. South Dakota has three majority minority districts, District 26A, District 27, and District 28A. Of those, the Native American voting population within District 26A would be 69.56% Native American under this proposal. District 27 would be 66.40, and District 28A would be 65.64. A couple of the highlights, if you look at the map, we'll go over. Starting at District 1 in the northeast corner of the state, Roberts, Day, and Marshall County have been together in a district for quite a while. They've been together, but the population of those three counties is roughly about 20,000, so not large enough to be their own district. So the question then is where do you go to pick up that population to bring that district within the deviation? In talks with the committee and other members and citizens, we thought it was best to go down into the northwestern corner of Grant County to include the city of Milbank. And then also the portions of the Lake Traverse Indian Reservation, which are in Grant County. So this map proposal, it brings more of the geographical and the population of the Lake Traverse Reservation into one district than we have now. I believe that's a protection of community interest with that alone. District 5 and District 7, which are in the Brookings and Watertown area, those two districts specifically would not be changed at all from the way they are now. So if you're from District 5 or District 7, yeah, you can expect your district to be the exact same should this plan pass. We'll look down now at Minnehaha County at the two rural districts. District 9 would be western Minnehaha County, including the communities of Hartford, Humboldt, Colton, and then two precincts within Sioux Falls. That would be your light blue rectangular-shaped district within western Minnehaha County. And then District 25, likewise, would take then eastern rural Minnehaha County, including Brandon, Valley Springs, Del Rapids, Baltic, Garrison. In that area would all be included outside of the city limits of Sioux Falls to make an eastern Minnehaha rural district. Now, districts within the city of Sioux Falls, districts 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 21, those seven districts would all be inside the city limits of Sioux Falls. Specifically within Minnehaha and Lincoln County in the Sioux Falls area, there was a request to try to keep urban-urban and rural-rural. And I believe this map does the best job of protecting those areas to keep urban-urban and rural-rural within that Sioux Falls area. District 17 is one we had a lot of feedback on throughout this process. When this original draft came out, we had that southeast corner of the state looking quite a bit different. But based on feedback that we heard throughout this process, but especially at the Sioux Falls hearing, we were able to make some changes. We had many people from Turner County show up, and some from Union as well, requesting that those counties be together in District 17 like they are now. Now, of course, District 17, the population wasn't quite enough to be its own legislative district with those two counties as is. So we did have to add one precinct from Hutchinson County, which is the Freeman area, to bring that within the deviation. District 24, again, where we're standing now, we talked about the protection of community interest with bringing Hughes and Stanley County together. But those two counties alone aren't quite enough to be their own district. So you have to add some adjacent territory within kind of the rural peer area. So the first logical choice we had was Sully County directly to our north, which is the Oneida area. But then we decided to pick up the rest of the population, what direction could you go? You could go east, you could go west, you could go south. Kind of the two main thoughts were you could go west or you could go south. And so Hawken County is to the west, Jones, and then the western half of Lyman are to the south. And the conversation was what makes more sense. So I got out the old map, not the redistricting map, but the road map, and I looked up drive times from Midland to Pierre, from Phillip to Pierre, and then the communities down in Jones and also western Lyman. And it turns out that both Murdo, Vivian, Kennebec, Presho, those are all closer to Pierre than the communities of Midland and Phillip within Hawken County. So we tried to bring in that area that's as close to Pierre as we can to bring that into District 24. Also District 26, which would be both the dark blue and then the yellow district, that would be 26A and B. But for the purposes of discussion, we'll just identify them as District 26 as the Senate district. That brings in all of the Rosebud Reservation in Todd County and then the majority of the Crow Creek Reservation, and then also the majority of the Lower Brule Reservation to protect that community of interest as well. District 27 will remain very similar to how it is now. It picks up three precincts, Wasta, Wall, and New Underwood, to bring that within the deviation to a total population of 24,090, which is one of our smallest districts. District 32 and 34 inside Rapid City would both be, again, like I said, entirely in Rapid City. A lot of concern from the folks in North Rapid. They wanted that area to be in an urban district, and so we brought North Rapid into District 34 to address those concerns. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that any of you may have, and of course would appreciate your yes vote. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks.
Representative Wiese.
Both of the last two speakers have talked about how we're supposed to be doing this for the whole state. If we're looking at the public input for this, we can all look at our own districts and say how it would affect us personally. But I think the overwhelming majority of all of the listening sessions that I listened to proposed the Grouse map as the one that they thought was the best for our whole state. There were a couple I heard that were for the Senate map, but the overwhelming majority was for the Grouse map. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks. Further remarks. Representative Haugard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've lived in the same area just north of Sioux Falls for just about 40 years now. And each time there's redistricting, my district changes dramatically. I've always been in District 10, but it used to be the west side of Sioux Falls, and that was all the way over to Minnesota. And last time it changed, so it was a little more isolated to Brandon and northeast Sioux Falls. This time it changes again. Now I'm in a completely new district, I suppose District 10. But as we all know, that the only people who like change are babies with wet diapers and the political party that's out of power. So we're all going to be a little bit grumpy about some things, but the fact is they've worked very hard on putting together a map that makes sense for everybody. And not everybody's going to be happy, and this is the one that at least seems to satisfy all the requirements of law. And that's most important in this case. We'd just soon not see this challenged, and we'd like to see a redistricting that's logical, and even though there'd be some of us that would end up in different districts, it's just the way it has to be. So I'm very supportive of this. I really appreciate all the work, especially Representative Dennard has put into this. So thank you.
Thank you for the remarks. Further remarks, Representative Tsui.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was able to serve on the committee with Representative Dennard, and I think one of the themes that we heard resoundingly was to respect the urban and the rural divide in the populations. And I believe this map does an excellent job, especially in the major cities of Sioux Falls and Rapid City, of separating the rural and the urban votes. So I believe that this map is following the will of the people, and I would urge you to support it.
Thank you. Further remarks regarding House Bill 1001. Further remarks, Representative Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Earlier today, we had a state affairs meeting in which I brought an amendment separating out the three precincts that include a wall. I feel I had a fair hearing. I do not like the results of it, but I did get my day in court, so to speak, so therefore I will support this map. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question for the body is final passage of House Bill 1001. All those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Will the members proceed to vote as soon as she takes back over control of the monitor? Okay, members proceed to vote. Representative Odenbach, granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to stand up. Well, first of all, I think this map is great because it doesn't touch District 31, so I don't have a lot to add on that. I just wanted to thank all the great patriotic people who were out protesting for freedom today. They supplied the lunches for everybody here, and there in town there was hundreds out there. Maybe you saw them. Hoping that at some point we deal with the issue of public and private vaccine mandates. So just wanted to give them a shout out and thank them for being here and feeding all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative St. John. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are ayes 48, nays 20, excused 2.
House Bill 1001, having received an affirmative vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. At this point, the House will be at ease, awaiting reports from the Senate. The House will come back to order. There being no objection, we will revert to order of business number 7, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 1, which has passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Okay, we'll proceed to order business number 11, first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 1, provide for the decennial redistricting of the legislature.
Speaker assigned Senate Bill 1 to House State Affairs. And the House will be at ease until House State Affairs can go to work. I'll come back out of recess. And there being no objection, we will revert to order of business number 7, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1001, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson.
We'll move forward to motions and resolutions.
Representative Peterson moved that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1001 and that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Motion having been made and seconded, is there any discussion on the motion? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll keep this brief. The Senate took our version, turned it into their version, and I think we need to talk more about it. So I'm going to ask for your green vote on this. We'll set up a conference committee and continue the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks. Hearing no further remarks, question before the body. Is Representative Peterson's motion to do not concur in the amendments and appoint a conference committee. All those in favor will say yay. All those nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine and the members proceed to vote.
Representative Beal. Representative Howard. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 68, excused 2.
Representative Peterson's motion to do not concur and appoint the conference committee, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The Speaker assigns Representative Peterson, Gosch, and Schwach to the Committee of Three for the Conference Committee. House will come back to order.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, November 9th, 2021, the second legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion. Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Representative Reimer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.